This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Thousands of Indigenous people across the West are among those who will lose their SNAP food benefits. The Mountain West News Bureau's Daniel Spaulding reports that tribal officials are worried.
SNAP will run out of money on November 1st if the shutdown continues. And nearly a quarter of Indigenous households use SNAP benefits, double the national rate. Julie Keller leads food services at Nez Mipu Health on the Nez Perce Reservation in Idaho.
Feeding families is very expensive, and people are struggling to make ends meet. And these programs help people provide basic nutrition for their whole family.
Keller says more tribal members have been signing up to receive food benefits out of fear that they may soon be canceled. Five states in the Mountain West have issued warnings for SNAP recipients. Some states, like Colorado, are providing emergency funding for alternate food sources. Meanwhile, a group of Democratic leaders in several states are suing the federal government over the suspension of benefits. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Daniel Spaulding.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is suing President Trump over his decision to move Space Command headquarters out of Colorado to Alabama. Weiser argues the decision is unconstitutional. He says Trump is punishing Colorado politically and economically for its mail-in voting system.
So there's real costs, and there's, I think, no basis to say otherwise here. That was part of the president's motivation, to punish Colorado, to harm Colorado economically for how we use our sovereign authority.
The Trump administration has defended the move, saying it was a merit-based decision. The White House says Alabama can expect 30,000 new jobs, increased housing demand, and additional business development. This is CPR News. It's just about 7:06.